Good morning. 大家早。My name is Angela Chen.
我名是 Angela Chen.
And for those of you who don't know me,
那些不认识我的。
This is my fifth year in Kansas City.
我在 Kansas City 已经待了第五年。
I first came to this church 4 years ago when my mother found this website with the church's information, and she found out that the pastor here used to preach at Kansas State University when my parents were students there.
我大概在四年前来到这个教会，是因为我母亲找到这个网页，她发现到这里的牧师是她当年在Kansas 州大学的牧师。
So I've been coming ever since then.
从那次起，我就一直来这个教会。
Just to give you a little bit of background about me.
给你一点背景，我的背景。
I'm currently doing my surgery residency at KU Medical Center.
我现在在KU 医学院当学生，是在开刀实习。
For those of you who aren't familiar with medical training, we do in the U.S. we do 4 years of undergrad, 4 years of medical school, and for surgery we do 5 years of residency.
如果你对这个美国医学界比较不清楚的话，在美国我们是当要做医生的话，我们要读四年的学士，四年的医学院，然后再加上五年的修行，实习。
So I'm almost done. I'm in my fifth year of residency.
我大概已经要完全这个实习了，这个是在我第五年。
So it's been a very long road for me, and I finally am able to feel like I'm at the end of it.
对我来讲是一个很长的路程，现在觉得终于是要来到尽头了。
Just to give you a little background about my Christian development and my family history.
再给你一点我与基督的背景，还有在我家庭的背景。
I grew up in a Christian family, and I became a Christian when I was really young.
我在一个基督家庭长大，在很小的时候就成为一个基督徒。
And all my life, I've tried to follow God's calling for my life, and I haven't always understood where He's going to lead me.
我从小就一直想跟随主给我的呼召，可是我一直不明白他到底是叫我到哪里去。
It was really a gift that I got into medical school.
正是他的他给我的礼物，让我能进入医学院。
And I felt a calling towards going into surgery, and so not knowing what I was getting myself into, I went into general surgery.
我觉得他有一个呼召让我进入开刀的外科手术，然后我是觉得他真的是叫我往那一边去。当时我不知道要钻哪一行，钻哪一个外科，所以就是去普通外科手术。
So this has been a very difficult thing for me to do, but
对我来讲是一件很困难的事情。
I've had a little bit of trouble in understanding how I was supposed to use my gifts and what I'd been trained to do in serving God.
我不明白我要怎么样用我的训练和给我的这份这些天分来奉献给主。
So it's been my heart's desire recently to find out what it is I'm supposed to do with my life and what it is I'm supposed to do with surgery.
我的心愿是讲说我到底到底这一生应该做什么，然后要怎么样用我的这个外科手术的技术。
So recently I've had an interest in doing mission work, and specifically using my skills as a surgeon to do mission work.
然后最近我有一个意思想做想去传道旅行，然后用在这个时候用我的学的东西在这个旅行方面用上。
I'm finally at a point that I am comfortable and have the ability to do surgeries on my own and be able to take care of patients on my own. So I was eager to use my training to serve God in this way.
所以我很渴望可以用我这个训练来奉献给主，因为我终于觉得我可以自己可以自己开刀，然后觉得比较顺，开刀比较顺。
And so about 9 months ago, I started looking for a way I could do a missions trip and a service.
大概九个月前，我开始寻找大概怎么样要去哪一个传教旅程。
Very specifically, I was looking for a mission opportunity that would allow me to operate.
很针对就是能让我有一个外科手术的经验。
So I looked at all different types of mission organizations.And I talked with a lot of people, and finally, at the end result was there was a mission hospital in Ghana, West Africa, that needed people.
我跟很多人讲的话，跟很多不同的机构打了交道，然后到最后是发现找到在非洲的西部一个国家在加拿的一个手术医院。
But I didn't want to go without the support of my family.And without my the blessing from my family.
可是我在去之前，我要有我家庭的支持跟我家庭的祝福。
So as I was praying for this, I asked God that if my mother was okay with this and she was agreeable and she wouldn't be too scared for me to go, then I would agree to go. And if not, then I would agree to stay.
当我祷告的时候，我跟神讲说，如果我妈妈同意的话，如果她没有太多忧愁的话，我就会去；如果她有一点不赞同的话，我就会留下。
So surprisingly, my mother had no reservations, and she said, "Go ahead."
很奇妙的，我妈妈根本没有忧虑，她就讲说去吧。
My second obstacle was.It's very difficult for me to get time off from work, and we usually only have 1 week off at a time.
我第二个障碍就是很难请到假，我们大概每次只能请一个星期的假。
So I prayed about it, and then I petitioned my program director that I could have 2 weeks off for this trip.
我就跟神祷告，然后我也向跟我的上司请求说，我可以要求两个星期的假吗？
And they were agreeable to that, and they had no problems with it.
他同意了，而且也没有问题。
And then lastly, I needed financial support to go.
最后我需要经济的支持。
Our program gives us amount of a money for educational purposes, our fifth year, and nobody had ever asked to see if they can go and use the money for a mission trip, so this was the first time.
虽然在学业上我们是有收到一笔奖学金，可是从来没有人问他说可不可以用这个奖学金来做传教的旅程的经费。
But they also were agreeable and allowed me to use that money for my mission trip.
那奖学金他们也同意了。
So it seemed that everything was lining up easily and everything was being prepared easily.
所以就像一切都好像安排得很简单，一切的都很顺利。
And as I was preparing to go, I had to receive a number of vaccines. I had to get my visa cleared. I had to buy airplane tickets. And all these things were taken care of pretty easily.
当我准备去的时候，我也需要打很多预防针，然后需要做签证跟买机票。可是这些好像一切准备都也是很顺利。
And not really knowing what I was getting into, I was very excited about going, and I would tell people I'd be going and be very excited. But most people's response to me was, "Why are you going to Africa? Why are you going by yourself? And isn't it dangerous?"
在我去之前，我心情很紧张，也很开心。而可是当我跟人家讲说我要去非洲的时候，每个人都会问我，你为什么要去非洲？难道你不怕吗？难道你不担心那边危险吗？
But I, at that time, I didn't have any thought of being scared or anxious, or it just didn't occur to me. I was excited to go.
可是当时我没有想到是我会害怕或者是会恐慌，因为我只是很紧张说想要去。
So just to give you a little information about Ghana, it's a West African country, and it's located in kind of the armpit of Africa, and is known for its gold mines.
给你一点那个加拿的背景，它是 非洲西部的一个国家，然后他们那边出名的是他们的金矿。
In the 1800s, it was a British colony, and then it gained its independence in
1957. 大概在19世纪的时候，它是一个英国殖民地，在1957年的时候，得了独立。
And since that time, they've gone through multiple shifts in their government, and they have had a lot of turmoil, but currently, they're run by a democratic government, and they're pretty stable.
从那一次到现在，他们虽然有不同的政变，只是到现在到今天，他现在已经是政治稳定，然后是一个民主国家。
The people are very poor there. The average income of a person in Ghana is $410 per year.
可是人民很贫穷，他们的平均收入是大概410块。
There are 75 different ethnic groups, and most of them do some sort of farming there.
大概有75个种族，他们大多数都是农夫，都是做农业的。
And they have various different kinds of religions. Some of them are Christian, some of them are Muslim, and some of them believe in their African religion.
他们也不同的宗教，有回教，有基督教，然后或者是他们的非洲的一些土著的宗教。
The mission center that I went to was located in the northern region of Ghana, and that area is predominantly Muslim.
我去的那个传教中心，它是在加拿的北部，然后它那一区大多数都是回教徒。
It was founded in 1958 by a Dr. George Fale.
好，它是在1958年成立的，是为一个医生 Dr. George Fale 成立的。
And currently they're able to have 120 patients as inpatients, and their pediatric unit often has as much as 80 patients at a time.
他们的诊房他们可以容纳大概120个病人，然后有可以而且容纳80个儿童病人。
And they have clinic 3 times a week, and each clinic day they see about 600 patients per day.
然后他们一个星期有三天的门诊，然后每次门诊大概会有600个人。
These patients come from very far away. Sometimes they walk for several days just to be seen at this hospital.
Yeah, 这些病人有时候是从很远的地方来，有时候要走好几天的路才可以来到这个医院。然后，而且问题是从大到小。
My first impression when I arrived there was, what did I get myself into?
我第一个印象，我到那时候是讲，我讲，哎呦，到底我把我自己放在什么地方了？
If you can imagine, the hospital there is nowhere like any of the hospitals we have here in the U.S.
那边的医院跟这边的医院不能相比，根本不像我们这边的医院。
The first thing you notice when you walk into the hospital is the smell.
你第一个能观察到的是那个味道。
The smell is the best I can describe it is it's a combination of human body odor, blood, human waste odor, and antiseptic solution.
所以我最简单的形容就是像就有人体的味道，有血的味道，分泌的味道和那个消化剂的味道。
So it's very overwhelming when you first walk in.
所以有时候很恶心。
The patients are they range from infants to very elderly people.
然后病人是从小婴孩一直到年长。
There's no private rooms. You just have one large room and you have a few beds and.Some of the patients are on the beds, some of the patients are on the floors.
而且没有私人病房，全部就是在一个大房间里面，有几间，就是有几张床，有些人是在床上，有些人是在地上。
And in the pediatric unit, if you can imagine, a room that is probably a third this size with 80 babies and their mothers and all the nurses.
如果而且在儿科病房的，你会可以想象，大概是这一间房间的三分之一，里面有80个小婴孩，加上他们的母亲，加上那边的护士。
And it in some sense is a little bit chaotic.
所以有时候很杂乱。
Their operating rooms are the only rooms in the whole hospital that have an air conditioner, and it's a wall unit.
而且在整间医院里面只有他们的手术房有冷气，而且只是一个小小的冷气系统。
And their equipment is extremely minimal. There's no general anesthesia.
而且他们的仪器也是很简单，也没有全体的。麻醉没有得做全体麻醉。
So when we do our surgeries, we give the patient a type of anesthesia that makes them hallucinate, but they're still awake.
所以当我们开刀做手术的时候，我们给病人的麻醉剂，他们还是清醒，只是他们会有一点幻觉。
The electricity there sometimes goes out.
而且那边的电有时候会失断。
And their equipment sometimes doesn't work.
而且他们有时候他们的仪器也不能用。
On top of that, there's also the local kind of risks or dangers in working at this place.
除了这些以外，在那边做工也是有其他的危险。
There are two species of snakes there that are very common.
那边有两种蛇，很普通的蛇。
And every day we have patients coming in with snake bites.
我们大概每天都有病人会有被蛇咬。
And we carry or we keep in our refrigerators in our homes the snake antivenom for any time that they need it.
我们在医院里就会有这个解这个蛇毒的那个药。
But at night when you walk, and there's no light outside, when you walk back to your home, you have to shine the flashlight around to make sure you don't run across the snake.
可是当你在晚上回家的时候，你因为没有路灯，所以你得用手电筒照亮你前面的路，因为避免被蛇咬。
So with all these things, I was extremely overwhelmed and became extremely anxious.
因为有这样多事情，我就觉得好像我开始有一点有一点紧张，而且有一点有一点紧张。
So I couldn't sleep at night.
所以晚上我睡不着。
So there were probably 2 or 3 days where I just didn't sleep at all.
所以大概有2-3天，我担心的变成我不能睡觉。
And after operating or working for 12 hours a day and not sleeping at night, I was getting very tired.
所以当我开刀大概12个小时，然后再加上晚上不睡觉，我变成我现在很累很累。
I finally started to take medicine so I could sleep at night.
我终于大概吃了一些药，让我能在晚上能睡觉。
And it's during this time that I really came to understand a different dependence on God.
在这个时候，我才真正明白，跟神对神的依赖是完全的不一样。
At that time, I was reading Isaiah.
在那时候，我在读以赛亚书。
And in Isaiah 41, it says.
在以赛亚书第41章。
But you, O Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, your descendants of Abraham, my friend.
第八节。唯你以色列我的仆人雅各我所拣选的我朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔
I took you from the ends of the earth from its farthest corners I called you I said you are my servant I have chosen you and have not rejected you
你是我所从地极所领来的从地角所招来的且对你说你是我的仆人我拣选你并不弃绝你
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
So at this time, I wrote a few emails home to my mother.And I told her how I was miserable and scared and how it's just too overwhelming for me.
所以在这个时候我打了几封电信回去给我母亲，跟她讲我心里我的感受，觉得很担心很害怕，然后觉得好像太多事情了。
And both my mother and my friends here and countless people I don't know prayed for me during this time.
我在那时候我的母亲和我朋友，而且还很多很多我也数不清的人当时为我祷告。
And very specific prayers of mine were answered for me to help me through this period.
而且我的祷告是很有几样那时候被应许了。
One was I prayed and asked God that I would not run across a single snake during my time there.
那时候我跟神祷告，希望我在非洲这个时候不会碰到蛇。
And so I really did not see a single snake during my time there.
对，我真的在那时候没有看见一条蛇。
The other thing is, I was on call almost every night, and I prayed that there wouldn't be any time in the middle of the night I would be called to do surgery.
所以在那时候虽然我是晚上，我是也是有值班，可是我是希望说不会有需要开手术动手术。
And so really I worked a lot of hours and I worked late, but I never had to go in the middle of the night.
所以虽然我是做很是很长的时间，有时候会值班很久，可是我不需要在半夜的时候去医院动手术。
I also pray that I would not contract malaria. Malaria is very endemic in that area, and I was taking medicine for prevention.
所以那时候我也是祷告说我不会受到那个疟疫，因为那个时候在那边是很普遍的一个病症，而且我是吃了不同的药，避免得到这一个病症。
And also we were in contact with a lot of infectious diseases, often like TB, people with other infectious disease, and so I prayed that I would not contract any of those illnesses.
但是我也想告诉我不会被这跟我们所接触的很多传染的病菌受到他们传染，特别是那时候有碰到不同的肺炎和而且不同的病菌。
And so I've been healthy.
所以呢我还是很健康的回来了。
And during this time, when I was complaining to my family about my situation.
当在这个时候我在跟我的家庭埋怨我的情况的时候。
My family is very supportive, but they also challenge me.
我的家庭都很支持我，可是他们也有挑战我。
My brother specifically wrote to me and said, "You better figure out why God has you there."
特别是我的弟弟，他写信给我，跟我讲说，你应该要知道说为什么神把你放在那一个地方。
And he said, "Don't miss out on this opportunity to." Learn about why those missionaries that are there long term, why they're there, and what their motivation is for being there.
不要错过这个机会，能了解到为什么那些传教士会在那边，特别是长期的传教士，而且是什么是他们的推动力。
My mother also challenged me to use this opportunity as a chance to understand firsthand what missionary life is.
我妈妈也是挑战我，叫我说在这个时候能了解到底传教士的生活是怎么样的。
Knowing that I may not be a full-time missionary in my future, but this is my chance to experience what they're experiencing and to better understand how I could support them.
虽然在将来我可能不是全时间的传教士，可是至少我能在这个时候能了解他们需要什么支持，什么帮助。
So just to give you a little information about the missionaries I worked with.
所以就给你一点资料，关于我所跟我配搭的传教士他们的一些生活资料。
There's a physician and his wife that I stayed with during this time. His name is Dr. Fail.
我跟一个医生跟他的太太一起住，他名字叫 Dr. Fail。
It was his father who founded the hospital.
是他的父亲成立了这一个传教中心。
So he grew up in Africa.
所以这个医生是在非洲长大的。
Even though his family is from the U.S.
虽然他的家庭是从美国来的。
When he was a child, his brother, he had a brother and a couple of sisters with him, and they had to stay at home sometimes by themselves when their parents were out doing mission work.
当他小的时候，他和他的兄弟姐妹都有时候得自己留在家里，因为他们的父母亲是出外传道去了。
And one day, when they were doing schoolwork at their home, his brother went out to play in the backyard and then came back and said that he didn't feel very well.
在有一天，当他父母亲不在的时候，他的一个弟兄就跑出去外面玩，然后回来家里说他不觉得很不舒服。
His brother went into the room to lie down to rest.
然后他就去进房间里面躺下休息。
And he never woke up again. He died.
然后就这样去世了。
And so they don't really know why he died, but they think maybe it was a snake bite.
可他们不知道他到底为什么会去世，可他们想说可能是被蛇咬了。
So if you can imagine, his mother came back from doing mission work to find that one of her children had died.
所以你可想象他母亲从传教回来，发现到他自己一个儿子死了。
But even though this family lost one of their children, they decided to stay in Africa. They didn't go back to the U.S. and they stayed there to serve these people.
可是虽然他这个家庭失去了一个儿子，他们还是坚持留在非洲来侍奉那里的人，而没有回来美国。
Dr. Fail, after he grew up, he went on to do mission work in Yemen.
Dr. Fail 他长大后成了医生，而且去了也门做了传教士。
And there he met his wife, who is from Sweden, and she's a nurse.
而且在那里他遇见了他的妻子，是从瑞典来的，她是一个护士。
And she was doing mission work in Yemen too.
她也是在那里做传教工作。
And so now they've come back to Africa, and they've been there for almost 19 years.
所以他们一起回来了非洲，而且他们已经在那儿19年了。
Mrs. Fail, she is probably one of the most generous people I've ever met.
这菲尔太太她是我所碰到人当中是最慷慨的一个。
Every Saturday, there are beggars that come to the mission house, and they beg for food or anything that they can get.
所以大概每个星期都有乞丐来这个传教中心来来要不同的东西，从食物到只要他们可以拿到的，他们都要。
And so every Saturday she prepares for them each a little bundle, has a little bit of food, a little bit of clothes, and she hands it out to them.
所以每个星期她都准备了一些小包包给他们，里面都有食物，有一些衣服，然后她都会拿给他们。
And even though she has to work really hard and she's tired all the time, she always has time for to talk to the native people that are around that need stuff, and she always has an extremely giving heart towards them.
而且虽然他工作也很累，他已经很困了，他还是会抽出时间来跟那边的周围的人谈天，然后会他是有一个很慷慨的心。
So I think to summarize what I have learned from this trip.
所以简单来说，我从这个旅程所学到的。
I feel that missions is not going to a foreign land to serve people that you think are pitiful and that are in a worse state than you.
传教工作不只是说去一个外地去侍奉那些你觉得很可怜的人。
But it's a state of your heart and being willing to give of yourself to anybody around you that is in any sort of need.
是在你心里，你觉得要给予那些你觉得需要的人。
And it's also expecting nothing in return.
而且是在也不觉得需要什么东西回应。
Not any praise, not any thank you, not any type of grateful feeling from the people you give to.
不需要赞赏，不需要感谢，不需要感恩。
And missionaries are everyday people who.Have answered God's calling to their life.
而且这些传教士都是像我每天的普通人，只是他们已经回应了神对他们的呼召。
They're not superhumans. They're not super Christians. They're people who are obedient to God's calling.
他们不是超人，也不是超基督徒，只是他们都遵行了神所对他们的旨意。
And it is only through God's ability that we have any ability or any desire to go and care for those that need our help.
也是因为是从神那里我们得到了这些跟这些资源才能帮助我们周围这些人。
And it's only through God's love and strength that we can care for those people that are hungry, that are dirty, that are filthy, that are ugly or mean. It's only through His love that we can share our love.
是从神的爱跟神的能力，我们才能去关心跟照顾那些饥饿的、那些困苦的、那些厌恶的、那些脏的或讨厌的人。
So I prepared a short little slideshow. Just had some pictures of the place that I went to go visit.
我准备了一个小小的一个段片给你们看我所去的地方。
Thank you.
谢谢。
就是那个时候，突然大家都很紧张。 我 谁负责我们租户把房子炒出去已经多年了，那是我们现在商店的大区域，还把房子取得来才会把窗户的门子我以为就想征服一定是这个故事的话有下去，但是你一定是话很温情的人才会在转移来才会到你的故事
没有错。
我想这段时间是你确实是能够就是开拓新的可能你怎么才能够真正的去认识什么时候晚上是这个时候也会想这张确实是我想你也 哭，于是我觉得我是我老师了，可以是能够做个吃饭完就哭，不是哭我自己，而是端端的没有什么可以多分我自己想哭我自己不好事，而是想你坐在了这个里面，我也能够只有端端的哭声才能够最多大的原因，那个时候我觉得真的也不知道我前面的是什么，也不知道到底有哪些，我还能走的一条可是身边里有哪些，也就只能有哪些。那我觉得这个这七个月体会真的也是我体验起了外语的体会，那我等待而已的这七个月对我们和安静的那天那里有一家人住，家人实际上家里也都是外人，真正感觉到是这七个月一定是神为我做这里面去工作的时候，是神为我可以安排的这个地方，我做这里面这七个月的时间，但是你们还是非常发展，人就是发展小心发展的，我们的你还是注意很多很多的困难，其实很可能我的爱情啊，它好像我们都要在等待合适，因为我们在花到气囊或化成问题，而是我们的人的那些情况把旧的账 平常生活也是什么来的这个事情和什么这种理想的问题的话，那么那是为了希望生活的这个做的我幻想的是啊说
我说
我 点的的话和烧很可都是和是花水上老小的时这些人你我的这种纯洁的一生的故事是一个人都是你这个青春的人那个希望那个人的故事一定是发出来你的故事呢就是你是你的一生的人好的这样纯洁的你都很少因为你是在生活人还是强制的这些水系那么一生就都是是这种是人生是这样是这个可能性很少的但是人生也许你像我不管了说是也在那个时间中的事情你知道我的人有我放在你这些事情你是几年的事情不是那你这个又是这群族群自己发生的而且这个很难叫孩子就是你这个单位厉害的人你能厉害的处理而也都是真的很难厉害的人我不会的病你生活也是也从来没哪些也爱是哪难难事也得出事难事而不要是为什么你不能和我出去做事时候的那那种话呢那么你生就不是说 三世五世一个世也就一世的我真的是想的那种就是那个满月的神之树就是可以走就是可以的那些不能我不管你心里的每一点点的想法他都会他都会知道的都是我真的我就活下去真的是神明下我我就我就走到这上走到我说我真的什么都没有也没有一点是在这里的也只要我这一切真的就还是这么人这么这么顺利的生活我真的过程中这么这么顺利是确确实实全都是一个事没有一点是我自己的本事而越说话的越是靠自己的本事真是是一时一刻没有一我觉得确实这边我哪天要这个故事呢这很奇妙很奇妙的事情就是我们七天以后我就会一个星期以后我在我的这方中才会完整的没有了而是我等到希望时间去看医生的时候医生因为有故事他因为我当时很严重的他就问我那个叫我那个阿哥的家里他觉得很奇怪很奇怪的那个事你这个怎么就都是一点都没有的全都消遣的不行谁这个瞎的事情都是我到我的时候我真的知道这确实是伤害我的生意之后
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
不管你的困难是什么，越深的时候就是底下发生的，来战斗一战胜了，那时候也是什么的真的四神的来战胜的时代的成人的大自然的神态天的时刻
真的
说出了真话的男人，吃了吃吃吃了喝，流了吃吃了喝，什么事情都吃了喝，吃了吃了他想起说的是假话，吃了吃吃他。儿子们一大堆又觉得我们的神把头发断了，神了儿子头，但是呢儿子头是大是的人的那个是吗？这次啊，全程有种事实啊，我突然说这个不是爱死了吧，是不是这次我们有台上架势了是这个啊，说真的是不同情绪的人群，而我上次说是从圣子中说是圣子，而我从圣子中在阳床上，他说这都是神的德胜啊，小子和神是他的子胜啊，战胜那神也爱他啊，战胜啊，
Yeah.
Yeah. 看得见，而大师傅不在人前是假冒者，杀了我善恶永远神成之恶之恶之恶，这是假冒者的生命传承的神识的恶之者，但这人传的是大恶人的恶，那是之内我是恶传的之恶的是恶的恶是恶，那是的是恶。 Thank you.